Hello, this is Above the Laughs with me, Matt Chiaramonte. I'm really excited about this episode. It's with the multi-talented Neil Brennan. Neil's the co-creator of The Chappelle Show. He wrote Half-Baked. He directed The Goods. He has an amazing podcast called The Champs with Moshe Kasher. We talk about his long road to comedy. We talk about writing for stand-up versus writing for sketch. We talk about saying the N-word. We cover it all. He's a great dude. It was really cool to talk with him. So please enjoy my interview with Neil Brennan.
Oh, dude, trust me.
And big fan of your podcast.
Oh, great. You're great. You got a better mic than we do.
Yeah?
You have it. We just have four of those handhelds.
You have better guests.
Yeah,
until now.
Yeah, you're right. No, including now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Chris Rock keeps canceling
at
me.
Yeah.
But so you're getting ready for your first hour Comedy Central, right?
Yeah.
What,
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, where are you filming it at?
New Orleans.
New Orleans?
Yeah.
Right, cool. How long have you been putting together this hour?
It's some of the jokes are like a couple of the jokes, You know what? Not a couple, like four jokes, not even. 5 minutes of it are like 4 years old.
Okay.
And then most of it's the last 2 years. I did a half hour for Comedy Central before.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a half hour like last year.
Yeah.
So I basically had an hour
last
year. I had to give them a half.
Right.
Then I had a half, so I had to write another half.
And you've just been...
In the last year, I've written another
touring
half. Going on the road. But it's funny, like, just that show I just did tonight.
We're between two of your shows here.
I was noticing, figuring out ways to perform the jokes better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's creepy, because it's like, I gotta do this shit in 2 weeks, and I'm still like... Oh,
here's something.
Oh, I didn't know I could do that, and
right.
It's fucking scary because it's like, dude, you got to figure. You know, it's like you should have this figured out, but I guess you just don't.
Well,
I've heard guys say they did a special and then made the joke way better after the special.
Really?
So I just hope that. I mean, I'm of the mind that I have to throw the jokes away.
I was gonna say. So once you,
I'm just hoping that there's a long window between when the special comes out and.
Right.
Or when I tape it, when it comes out, so that I can write.
Oh, so you have no idea how long.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it'll be at least 3 months, but it could be as many as eight.
Okay.
Which also fantastic, you know.
Do you have a name for it yet? Or?
Yeah, it's gonna be called Women and Black Dudes.
Nice, I like
it. Thanks.
I like it. That's good. I've seen it twice this weekend now.
Yeah,
and it's a phenomenal.
Oh, thanks.
I'm excited to to see it all.
I mean, you're excited to see me say the N-word on television.
I'm really excited about that. That's my
see how the country takes it.
Right.
I'm as curious. Yeah, I mean, I could get. That's what's funny. It's like, I could get fucking pilloried.
Yeah.
Like, I could. They could just be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, now, I say the N-word. I'm quoting Biggie.
Yeah. That's your first time you say it is.
No, that's not the first time.
The Mark Twain.
Mark Twain's the first time. So the Biggie part, I. Basically, I'm now trying to get... I think I have to get the rights from
really?
Biggie, which is like... I'm going through a buddy of mine.
Yeah.
I'm going through Questlove to go through... And it's like, yeah, a white friend of mine wants to say niggas is mad on TV. Are we cool with that? So, you know... I don't know how... I think they have to approve it, which I can't imagine they would. So I'm already thinking, like, I got to come with a new lyric.
Right.
Like, I may have to try to use a rapper kind of know, even though I don't really know.
There's not a lot of public domain songs with N-words.
Not a lot of hip-hop. Not a lot of public domain. Not as many as you'd want.
Well, I hope on Comedy Central, they've been doing that where they pop up the hashtag in the bottom left corner during all their news programs. So I hope that when the first time you say it, that kind of just pops up, hashtag.
Yeah.
And,
yes. Public domain.
You've done a lot of writing and and directing. Is stand up like your number one priority?
Yeah, because it's more. It's always interesting.
Yeah,
and it really is like total autonomy, and it's between me and the audience, and it's between me and me. I don't have to worry about someone going like, I don't think that's good. Well, I'm gonna try it. I'll be the first one, if it's not good, to go, oh, this is garbage, and I'll be embarrassed. But So that's what's great about doing stand-up relative to movies and TV and all this stuff. Yeah. It's movie TV, there's a huge panel that you're on. And if you're lucky, like me and Dave were, Comedy Central was kind of lucky to have him when he did the show, because like he was pretty hot.
Right.
Even though he wasn't that hot, he was still hot. He was Comedy Central hot. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get away with stuff just because we'd fight. We'd be like, no, we're not fucking, we're not, like, and then finally they just stopped fighting with us. Because we were just too tenacious. And we were right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but there's times where.
And then once they saw how much money you were making.
Yeah. Then they would just say whatever you want. But the problem is when you go into other situations where you don't have power.
Yeah.
You get, what happens is you get held. If it doesn't work, you're holding the bag of shit.
Right.
And it wasn't your decision. Whereas like if me and Dave held bags of shit, we held the bag of shit. Mm-hmm. If a sketch sucked.
Yeah.
We fucking had to stand there and let it suck.
Right.
And that's the, but fine. And that's walk part around of the bargain. Week. Yeah. That's part of the bargain. You know, but when you don't, when decisions that don't, that weren't yours are blamed on you, it's a bit aggravating.
I can get that. Yeah. Would you ever do sketch again?
I like doing sketches. I mean, I directed some stuff at the ESPYs.
Sure.
Like, and I wrote some of it.
Yeah.
So.
Did you write on Amy Schumer's new show?
Oh, no, I just directed it.
You just directed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like doing stuff that's short term. I like doing, like, I'll just come in for a month or 2 weeks. I did a New Girl episode. I just want to go in, come out.
Okay. With writing, with writing your stand up, is that a different process than writing sketch or?
Not exactly. I mean, I do a lot of act outs. I think so. It's a bit like you have to have that funeral joke is a fucking sketch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's certain jokes that are. The a lot of stuff in a lot of it's like visual, so I can't say that it's similar to sketch in that it's visual. It's not, it's observational a little bit, but it's also, there's observations which you need for a sketch, and then with an act up, you know.
Okay. Kind of grew up in the comedy scene.
Yeah, like very
young. Your brother was already pretty well known at that point. So did you try out stand-up like at an early age?
I tried out stand-up when I was 18, stunk. Okay. And I'm pretty sure Louie was there and Mark Maron was there.
For your first stand-up set?
Pretty great. I think Sarah might have been there too.
Yeah, wow.
They weren't famous.
Sure, yeah.
They were just like the regulars around that. Mm-hmm. And then I tried it again when I was 23. And then I tried it again when I was 30... 30, I think.
Yeah.
29, 30. And then I did a little bit during Chappelle's show. Then I stopped once they went to Africa because I thought people would just be yelling at me.
Right.
And then, meanwhile, they wouldn't have been, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I started again like 6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
have been doing it full time.
How is your podcast, Champs, for people, everyone should listen to it. It's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
But how has that affected like crowds at your stand-up?
I mean, I think I don't think it's. There's always 8 or 10 people there because of the podcast.
Yeah.
But it's mostly, I don't know why people. I think Twitter.
Yeah.
Podcast. And Chappelle Show.
That's what.
Really I think that's why. I think it's mostly Twitter and Chappelle Show.
Well, and once this hour comes out,
hopefully. Yeah. But again, hours come out all the time and don't affect shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's like Chappelle used to say before, he said this in the 90s at somebody's like, he's like, I just see it as like a big ass rock that I'm just chiseling away at.
Yeah.
It's like every little TV show, you just a little more chisel, and then eventually you sort of like, king, you like, can puncture it, you know?
Well, let me ask you, what made you keep coming back to stand-up, because all those times you mentioned, like, you were doing things and like, being successful at things,
because there was always such a voice in the back of my head of, like, you should do stand-up.
Yeah.
I would go to clubs even when I wasn't doing it. I just am, like, a gym rat from club. I'm, like, a club rat. I just like comedy clubs.
Yeah.
And I like comedy. I like comedy. I just like it better than anything. And then I always felt like I could be a good comedian. I just didn't. you know, it right. just takes a while mm-hmm. to get good at it. You know? Yeah.
Well.
So, and then it wasn't like I was working day. I mean, I had a pretty good day job.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know?
So it wasn't like, ugh, I had to go to the salt mines and fucking
right.
write stupid half baked. and then people always ask me, like, were you jealous of the people? It's like, no, I was never watching Chappelle. Like, I should be Rick James.
Right.
I'm the one. It's like, yeah. it's fucking, he's an unbelievably good comedian right. and performer yeah. and whatever. So I was never, like, jealous. I was never jealous of him, ever.
Yeah.
It just wasn't.
And you guys didn't really, if I remember, didn't really take, like, credit for different sketches, did you really? Or was that, like, a...
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't divide up. We wouldn't say who wrote what.
Who wrote what, right.
Yeah.
Did you guys write together?
Yeah, we wrote totally together. Totally like, together. In a room like okay. this. Fucking locked room.
Right, just...
And just, like, clickety-clack, turn mm-hmm. the computer to him, clickety-clack, turn the computer back to me, clickety-clack.
Yeah.
Just to see if you could top each other. And it's also just better to be in a room with somebody, because writing by yourself is like fishing by yourself.
I'm curious, what was the writing room, or whatever the writing process was like on All That? What?
All That was, I think we'd write on, I don't remember. But I remember we'd rewrite in a room, me and the guy Dan Schneider and a couple other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really young. I was 20, 21. And they used to call me the boy. They used to throw shit at me.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was funny. Like, I thought it was funny that they were just being dickheads. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, no, this is funny. Like, they were kind of hazing me. I got almost nothing on.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But they were cool to just keep me around, because I guess I was kind of fun to have around.
Right, yeah.
Or I was something to have around. I think at one point, Brian Robbins, the exec producer, said it's such a fucking funny new thing to say. He goes, I should have fired you when I had the chance. And, like, he meant it. He meant it. Which wow. is fucking hilarious to me. But, like, I don't know. They just didn't want to fire me.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's cool. I don't know how long we have till your show. I think
I should probably go.
Yeah, we should. I think you should back out there. When people can, are there still tickets available for your taping? Or
yeah, I mean, if you hear it, I'm going to be in San Diego March 5th and 6th, and then April 12th. April 5th and 6th, I'll be in San Diego, and April 12th, I'll be in New Orleans. And you can go on neilbrennan.com and then there's a link on there to get tickets.
Okay, cool.
And I'll be in the Moon Tower Comedy Festival, April 20th, 30th, and I'll be in Houston, I think, before that, maybe the 26th or something.
Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot for doing this.
My pleasure, buddy.
Love your next show. Yeah,
I can go get some hair care products.
All right, go do an hour of comedy.
Thank you.
All right, see ya. Thank you for listening to Above the Laughs. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I did. Don't forget that you can listen to all the episodes over on iTunes by looking up Above the Laughs. They're also hosted at Podomatic.com if you want to look there. And I write blog pieces to go along with every one of these podcasts. And if you want to read some of those, a bunch of them are posted up at ComedyofChicago.com. So go to ComedyofChicago.com. Go to iTunes, go to Podomatic, go to LaughFactory.com, and look to see when these comedians are coming here so you can see them. And maybe I'll be there, trying to force comedians to do my podcast. Either way, thank you for listening, and have a nice day. That's my catchphrase.